I mentioned that College Green yesterday was pedestrianised, and it is the first of three summer Sundays, as they're being referred to, during which traffic is being blocked off from the area and public transport is being confined to a north-south route in front of Trinity. So they're holding back the traffic. They're opening up the big wide boulevard that is the bottom of Dame Street, College Green, to people. And Dublin City Council, in conjunction with the Green Party, provided some family-friendly events throughout the day as part of the traffic ban, and they were closed from 7 to 7. And one of our listeners got in touch with us on the issue and said, I went into the city centre yesterday from Thomas Street on the bus. We were informed by the bus driver that the stop at High Street was the last one before O'Connell Street, and the bus was diverting down Wine Tavern Street. That meant that anyone who was going to Dame Street or the surrounding area would have to walk. Personally, I'm against closing the area to traffic, as the alternatives are not going to be of any benefit to people trying to cross the city. Most days now there's traffic congestion on the North Quays since the new traffic layout was introduced, and adding a number of bus routes is going to create even further delays. What do you think? And I want to know, what do you think? Were you in the city this weekend? Did you take advantage perhaps of College Green being closed? And what do you think of the idea of the streets being for people, not cars, and trafficless streets and being pedestrianised? I'd love to know what you think. 53106. And Declan, who was on to us, is on the line. Declan, what do you reckon about the idea of a need for maybe some area within the city centre that people can hang out and sit on benches and walk and chat and eat and all of those things?
Yeah, hi, Cara. I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's something the city badly needs. A kind of a civic plaza that would put us on a par with other world class plazas around Europe and the world. I think some of the points in terms of logistics, getting from point A to point B, they kind of missed the wider point of this in terms of if this is going to be the identity of Dublin as a central place. It's a complete game changer for the city, and we need to think sort of 10, 20 years into the future as well about, what kind of city do we want to live in as well, So, I mean, College Green is at the moment absolutely unworkable, and something needs to change. And I think this is very positive and for the better.
Were you actually in there, or did you see the photos of it? I thought they went fairly heavy-handed now on the metal barriers. It didn't look nice.
It didn't look nice.
It looked like a corral that you might be going through to get to a festival or something. It looked crap, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. I think from what I understand, it was the guards that asked for the metal barriers. But I mean, even if there's kind of nice posset trees on Suffolk Street that they could have moved up. They could have done anything but, these very depersonalizing.
Well, they could have had them just around each end, I would have thought. You know what I mean? To maybe stop people. But they had them so within the area that was pedestrianised. So even though it was pedestrianised, it was quite hard to get from the path onto the road. Yeah. So the road was off limits to some extent, even though it was carless. I thought it was officialdom at its finest, to be honest.
Yeah, I that kind of represents all the bureaucratic bad parts of them. This grand vision, but in order to get there, we have to go through all this kind of, whatever the reasoning behind us, whether it was insurance or red tape or whatever, to get there.
I thought that the cycling activists, I have no idea the legality or otherwise of what they did on South William Street, but they literally blocked off both ends of South William Street. And then people used the road as well as the paths to walk and hang out. In fact, people put couches down, I don't know if you saw the pictures, on the street itself, on the road itself. And I thought that looked like a much more inviting, cozy, welcoming space for pedestrians. I did not think that summer Sundays looked that inviting to me. I wouldn't have been bothered going near it, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope lessons were learned from that.
I do too.
That's the overwhelming, the feedback is, it's a great idea, but it's how you implement these things. But the moot point here, the main point is that the ultimate vision of having a pedestrianised plaza is definitely something we need to work towards, and the logistical pieces of bus routes and all that kind of stuff, people need to be flexible. I say people like Dublin Bus and everyone else needs to be flexible. The Dublin buses that we had, or the bus routes we had 20 years ago aren't the bus routes we had today. And it's not down to them just kind of...
I know, I totally agree.
They need to rethink the whole approach to bus transportation in Dublin.
I think bus transportation is hugely important to Dublin, and I, I'm not knocking bus, but there has to be other accesses that could be used. I mean, it's not a huge city, but it's a big enough city that I don't really see why that little square at the bottom of Dame Street, you know, opposite Trinity, has to be used for every bus from every bit. It doesn't make sense to me. You could go elsewhere up the top of Dame Street on the other side of Trinity. You know, there are other ways to cross the city in terms of the river, you know what I mean? I think we are focusing too much on that. You yourself, are you somebody who Declan has kind of form in this area? Are you one of the campaigners, or are you just somebody who would just like to see a different vibe?
I text in right in support of this. So, I mean, I'd campaign in that regard. And I think I live in Dublin City Centre. I've lived for 20 years in the centre. And as soon as this was proposed by Dublin City Council and I saw the sketches of us, I was like, this is a game changer. If you think, you know, you've to the south, you've Grafton Street, which is, it feels full, College Green feels full, you know, but how it's framed in terms of Trinity, College Green, like, it's just architecturally, it's one of the most beautiful architectural areas of the city, which we don't see because everyone's just passing through us.
I agree.
So if it becomes a destination in its own right, it's a game changer in terms of the identity of the city, it will make a huge difference.
I agree with you. I think the front of Trinity is one of the finest sort of bits of city architecture. But of course, it's right beside the Bank of Ireland, which is the old central bank as well. Not the current central bank, but the old one. And it's very beautiful too. So there is that framing of the area that could be very, very lovely. Do you have any hope that this will actually be done? I mean, a lot of people are texting in and saying, what about people with mobility issues? You can't close it to traffic. And other people are saying, people who are visually impaired and stuff, that these modern plazas are... There are always going to be people who have special needs who may need to be accommodated slightly differently. But I don't know that every bus has to go through that spot. And I'm quite sure that other cities have plazas irrespective of the fact that they have a blind or a partially sighted population.
Yeah, I mean, for people with special needs, I'd imagine College Green is a nightmare for them anyway at the moment.
In
Dublin City Centre, I mean, there's huge problems with just clutter on the pavements and street furniture that maybe shouldn't be there and all that kind of stuff, you know. So those concerns, extremely important. And that they need to be accommodated in the vision. The status quo just isn't working anyway. So, we need to kind of move beyond that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Look, Declan, thank you for kickstarting the conversation. I should point out that is not the same Declan who texted in complaining about it, because it was two Declans and I was a little confused. But one Declan feels that we should have a pedestrianised College Green and one Declan feels that we shouldn't. 53106, what do you think? Would you like to see more pedestrianised areas? Do you remember, are you old enough to remember before Grafton Street and before Henry Street were pedestrianised? I can vaguely remember one of them. I don't know which of them it is, with cars on it when I was very, very young. And, you'd be in shopping with your mum or whatever. And I have a vague recollection of cars. Those streets are so different now and so much improved by being pedestrianised. And I'm sure the same debate was held at that time about whether or not it should happen. Someone says streets might be for people, Ciara, but the last time I looked, cars were driven by people and they transport people. There's plenty of room for both. 99% of streets, including South William Street. What should be changed on that street is the on-street parking. Plenty of car parks on both parallel streets. And that's from Dan in Blackrock. And someone says, Ciara, I was in College Green yesterday. There were some small problems that I'm sure will be ironed out for next week. Overall, the area was so pleasant to spend time in. We need more of this to make our cities more inviting and livable. And that's from Niall in Dublin 12. And Simon's on the line. Simon, you weren't in College Green, but you were on South William Street on Saturday. How was that? It looked a bit like kind of a party atmosphere from what I could see online.
Yeah, I mean, it was carnival-esque. We just had kids out on the street. They were drawing with chalk and writing messages. There was a band. Buskers turned up. People were sitting outside. You could stand down the far end of William Street and you could hear the clatter of plates and the gentle chatter of people in the background as opposed to the roar of diesel engines.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked really, and I'm very familiar. It's around the corner from us here at work. I'm on South William Street almost every day. And it is a narrow little street. It's a very pretty street. It has like the back of Powers Court and all that is on it. So it's got lovely old Dublin fancy Georgian architecture and then lots of little Victorian kind of shop fronts and stuff. It's very pretty. And actually, I imagine without the cars there, it's quite a lovely street to be upon.
Well, it is indeed. I mean, to be honest, South William Street is the type of street I wouldn't walk on at Christmas because it's so narrow as it is. On the footpath, you can barely, it can take you 10 minutes to walk up South William Street at Christmas as opposed to going up and around Georgia Street. I mean, people will obviously be coming on saying that, you know, we need to leave room for cars. And I don't think many people are saying that we should be taking all the space from all the cars, but this debate needs to be framed in the fact that 70% of people who get to town via means other than the car.
Yeah.
And they're not getting their fair crack of the whip.
But equally, that warren of streets, they're one way, and there's Clarendon and there's Drury and there's South William. And you can go down Drury and back up Clarendon. You don't actually need to use South William Street. So actually, as a street, it doesn't need to be a traffic artery. It could be protected for pedestrians alone. And I don't know if you're familiar with Paris. There's a street in Paris called Rue de Moutarde, and I think that's something to do with mustard, but God knows. And it's very beautiful and it's pedestrianised and it's full of, it sort of would remind you a little bit of South William Street, and the whole place is thronged with people hanging out, and it's a gorgeous spot over in the Latin Quarter. I wonder, should we not be cultivating that kind of vibe in that bit of the city? Because it is almost, it's one of my favourite parts of town, all that area between kind of Grafton Street and Georgia Street. It is a very nice city dweller friendly or tourist friendly bit, isn't it?
Well, it should be. It is, yeah. To be honest with you. Like we started off with this discussion, it's, you know, it's noisy. Like, there's loads of lovely restaurants there and a seat outside. I wouldn't sit outside there. I mean, you may as well sit in the M50 and have your dinner or sit there. Like, yes, it's certainly that area of the city should be somewhere where we should be proud of, and people should be able to walk. And, you know, we, as I was saying, there were kids outside with chalk. What you should be able to do is go there and on a Saturday morning have a coffee and the child's out on the road doing a little doodle, and there's no cars roaring by and everyone's having a chat.
I don't know if you may not be able to answer this question, but obviously they closed College Green officially. Dublin City Council decided to do that on the Sunday, and they had stewards and they had a crazy amount of metal barriers, to be honest. So they had all of that going on. This was done by cycling activists. They had a bit of barrier both ends and a couple of people manning those, but nothing much beyond that. Did you get any hassle, or was there any hassle from the guards or from other people kind of going, hang on, you can't do this, you can't close a road? Or was it that the guards turned a blind eye, or did you actually have permission? What allowed this to happen?
Well, I suppose just to give everyone the fair net, it was a coalition of groups, the Dublin Commuter Coalition, the Irish Pedestrian Network, and Dublin Cycle were all involved in the thing. And there was one or two people who there's always, like, I mean, one or two who would have strong words, but the vast majority of people that we talked to or spoke to were happy. One of our colleagues done a survey of the businesses, and it was near universal support from the local businesses.
And no issue with the guards.
Yeah, the guards said that traffic was flowing better. To be honest with you, traffic flew better because it didn't have at that end of South William Street the two roads converging into one, so it just went up.
You're
and around.
You're joking me. You are joking me that the guards said it flowed better. That you couldn't make that up.
The AA said on their website as well that there was no traffic. There was a protest, but there was no traffic congestion there. So, I mean,
so there's zero justification there for having traffic on that street in that case.
There's zero justification for not giving it a go, to be honest. I mean, like a couple of those trees in a plant, where you change a few signs and you give it a go for a month and see what happens. You know, if it doesn't work out after a couple of days, you go, well, maybe we have to go back to square one. But this plan's been on the drawing board for 7 years, and it's no more progressed now. Well, it has progressed now since the protest, but, you know, there was no more on the agenda than it was last week or 6 years ago. It's just completely stalled.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And as I say, I wasn't here I wasn't in town on Saturday, but you could see it and people were posting pictures. And I saw kids running up the street and I saw people sitting on couches on the road and people drawing on the road and the chalk and everything. And it did look lovely. And obviously around there, there's already a couple like Castle Arcade is pedestrianised, where people's going to sit outside Grogan's and all that. Like there is a lot of people on those streets around there. And this, to me, seems to be a no-brainer, particularly if you're telling me the guard said it was actually an improvement in traffic. But irrespective, yeah, it's a lovely street.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Keir, like, the vibe I got from that street was somewhere in Europe when you're on holiday and you're sitting down and people are just moseying around. So many of our streets now are so narrow that you can't even stand on your footpath, on the footpath, say, to check a message on your phone, and people are going everywhere to jostle into you. The likes of St. William Street, people sit down and sit on the couch, and there's plenty of space for people to walk around them and all that.
Half that road is cobbled anyway. I mean, I don't think they're original cobbles, I think they're modern cobbles, but it's kind of cobbled anyway. It has that vibe of a little city street for people to walk on. But anyway, look, I think it was a great idea. But anyway, 53106, thank you for that indeed. That's Simon there. What do you think? Should our streets for people, would you like to come into town with your kids or with your partner and stroll around the boulevards of Dublin? Would that be something that would appeal to you? And yet we have cars parked on street parking, motorists. I'm not one to actually kick the motorists as much as a lot of people. I do see the difficulties for motorists. Not everyone has access to public transport. Many, many people have to use their cars to get into town. But on a Saturday when you're coming in for leisure, probably rather than work, is it unreasonable to perhaps close some of the streets for the weekend for people to hang out and have a coffee on the street or have a glass of wine on the street and watch the world go by? Kind of a nice thing to do. 53106, let me know what you think. We'll have more on this after a break. Now, you are very welcome back. We've been talking about the idea of pedestrianising part of Dublin. You may or may not be aware that over the weekend on Sunday, the Dublin City Council pedestrianised and closed to traffic the bottom of College Green around Trinity, that area for pedestrians to hang out and do family friendly stuff. And equally, a bunch of pedestrian and cycling activists took over South William Street on Saturday. They barricaded off both ends and turned it into kind of a little party street for the day. And I want to know, what do you think? Would you like to see greater areas? We obviously do have some pedestrianised areas in town. Grafton Street is pedestrianised, South Ann Street, Duke Street, Henry Street, Liffey Street. I'm trying to think of the various streets that are. I hope I haven't missed any out. Would you like to see more of it? And does it change the vibe on those streets? Does it change how we use those streets? And is it an appealing thing? It seems, from what I've heard, unless the guards want to disabuse me of the notion, that actually the traffic flowed fine on Saturday with South William Street closed, possibly better than when it was open, which seems like a madness if that's what's happened. But let me know, 53106, what you think. And Rian is on the line. Rian, you go back and forth between Ireland and the UK a lot, and you have a kind of an interest in this area. Tell me why.
Hi, Ciara. Yeah.
How's it going?
Hi. So, yeah, I mean, by your background, I'm originally from Limerick. I used to live in Dublin as well, currently in London, but with my work, I'm over and back quite a lot. And yeah, I mean, from an objective point of view, when you're not living in Dublin and you're visiting from time to time, you can certainly see there's a huge problem with traffic in Dublin. Normally, I would stay with work. I'd stay in a hotel in the city centre, but my relations live out in Temple Oak. So if I'm trying to get into if I stay with them and I'm trying to get into the city centre down to the South Docks for a 9 o'clock meeting or into work for nine, you need to be at a bus stop in Temple Oak for 7:15. So I think there's a serious problem that needs to be addressed. And I know that with Dublin Bus Connect, that's something that is
And am I right with my geography? Is Temple Oak about 8 kilometres outside the city or something? It's not far.
I think, ballpark, I think that's about right. But it's very close.
An hour and three quarters to travel it on public
it's
transport.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I think, look, anything we can do to improve the walkability and access of Dublin city centre and indeed other Irish cities and towns should be pursued as a matter of urgency, quite frankly. I mean, there's a lot of benefits, as you'll know, to improving walkability of cities. There's health benefits, social benefits. It reduces crime. There's massive economic benefits as well, which is often overlooked. I know the Transport for London have done studies which show that pedestrians spend 65% more than drivers. I know the University of Bristol have found that retailers, which is interesting, on the high streets, typically overestimate the proportion of shoppers that arrive by car by around 22%. So I think there's an educational piece that needs to go with this,
yeah.
But certainly it's better for everyone if there's an, you know, it's you can see it at the weekend. I mean, I wasn't there myself, but you can see the images with South William Street and around College Green. You know, there's a lot of families out, people out having fun, better accessibility for elderly people, for people with disabilities. And I think the transport, the traffic issue that, I mean, I heard you on the lead in there that the Gardaí are saying that there wasn't any negative impact with the traffic. And, you know, I think that's great to hear. There certainly has to be more testing and planning and strategizing done, but I certainly think that we're taking a step in the right direction.
You'd kind of imagine, well, I say I'm fairly familiar with South William Street, and if anyone isn't, it's a lovely, it's quite a narrow street. It's an old street, and it's the back of the Paris Court Townhouse Centre. So there is this lovely kind of stone staircase, this kind of balustraded staircase that comes down from Paris Court onto the street. It's pretty, you know. It's a nice road. I could imagine that street being a complete cafe culture kind of place, where a lot of what is currently maybe different shops or what have you, that you would see people opening cafes, you'd see people sitting on the road outside. Like, you could see it becoming some kind of a hub for people to enjoy and to eat. It has that vibe, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And I don't know if your producers let you know, but I also run a website called aaronocarlar.com. And we look at kind of alternative ways of thinking about a range of things. But one of the articles that we did was about walkability and improving walkability and encouraging it as a mode of transport. And one of the stats that kind of jumped out at us was the pedestrianisation of Trafalgar Square, for example, in London. When they did that, they saw a 300% increase in the number of visitors to the area. So this is a huge boom for tourism as well. Times Square, interestingly, saw the same thing happen. It has over 300,000 pedestrians cross it every day. So there's, you know, the facts are there. The studies have been done. If you improve walkability, if you encourage pedestrianisation and accessibility, the people are more likely to come into the city. You know, you create a better environment. People spend more. They stay in the city centre for longer. You know, they're more likely to go to the cafes, as you said, and spend time there. So it's, you know, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think with some...
What do you say? James has texted and he said, the point, Ciara, isn't whether the traffic flowed better. What these activists did were illegal. Allowing their actions will lead to other groups thinking they can just go and block roads and hijack traffic. Not on. So that's somebody who was obviously saying that the legality of the situation is that people just came over and took it upon themselves. Is there an element of that? Or do you think, you know, we have a right to protest, or I'm not even sure if you view it as a protest.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I to be honest with you, I wasn't really sure of, you know, whether it was, you know, they say an activist group. I mean, I'm not really sure that that's correct, or I don't know, to be honest, whether that was, you know, done in coordination with Dublin City Council or whether that was just someone putting a couch at the top of the road. But to be honest, I think the results, I mean, if you've seen the photos and videos of South William Street, whoever organized it, I think the proof is in the pudding. It was absolutely fantastic. When you compare it on day one with, you know, there's traffic and cars parked on one side, and there's, you know, single lane cars going up and down with only one person in the car, and then you compare it to the second day where there's kids walking around. Family,
yeah, no, I saw, you know, it, and it did look appealing, I have to say. And it's sort of like, I don't generally, truthfully, bring my kids into town at the weekend. It's just too busy. It's too many people. It's a kind of a stressy environment to have. Maybe it's okay in Stephen's Green or something, but actually it's, you know, the streets are not that kind of family friendly. And I saw that and I went, oh, the kids would like that. That's a really nice thing to do. Maybe I'll do that at some stage if that happens again over the summer. But obviously I didn't actually know it was going to happen. So I take what you're saying on board, and the fact that it worked so well, you'd kind of question why it isn't just either permanent or a weekend at least fixture. Although I think permanent would change the culture of the road, which I quite like the idea of.
Yeah, and I think, look, that's what these trials are about, is trying to see how they work and if people like them. And I think so far the response has been hugely positive. And, you know, whoever, I don't know if South William Street was done in collaboration with Dublin City Council or not. But I don't think it was.
But again, perhaps I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Look, thank you for speaking to me, Rian. Thank you for that. Alan is also on the line. Aha, Alan, you're a bus driver. What do you think? Would you think that this is a workable thing to close the bottom of College Green permanently? Do you think it's a non-workable thing?
It's non-workable because all he did was he moved twice the volume of traffic onto North and South Keys yesterday.
Okay.
Bumper to bumper, the whole way up and down the Keys. Now,
were you on the Keys, Alan, yesterday?
I was on the Keys.
Yeah, okay.
50 minutes coming from Euston Station down to O'Connell Street.
5-0 or 1-5?
That's 50 minutes, 5-0.
Okay, so from Euston, which is no distance, maybe a mile or something, to O'Connell Street was almost an hour. Okay.
Yeah, in bumper to bumper traffic. I don't know what guards your previous caller was talking and said traffic flow better.
Oh, no, we were talking about South William Street being closed rather than College Green.
We're all around that. So, well, everything was diverted off that. Now, the chokehold going through College Green around South William Street, the reason all the traffic get pushed that way, well, all the bus traffic gets pushed that way, is because if you go trying to go south side of the city, if you move left up from that chokehold there, all the bridges are too low for the bus underneath. So logistically, that's the only way you could filter traffic through there, going north and south, to come up that way. The pedestrianisation, yeah, it's great in theory, but when you're pushing people off one road and travelling and doubling the traffic onto a different road, I had passengers on the bus yesterday, and I wouldn't surprise you if they're going to move to cars because they were delayed. Like tourists who didn't know where they were going. It was just a nightmare.
Okay.
Can
I ask you, Alan, because you'd know much more about this than I would. If they do it, let's just suppose they might, right? Supposing they do pedestrianise College Green and the buses no longer go through there. Is there another route that wouldn't mean just going bumper to bumper on the Keys? Are there other ways? Could they cross at Matt Talbot? Could they cross at further up?
They spoke about putting traffic up Parliament Street there.
Yeah.
But they're talking about putting over 100 buses going through Parliament Street, different routes going through at the same time. That's just kind of, that street is not made for that.
Okay.
The Parliament Street is not made for that. You're coming down the Keys. Like, it was great. We got the bus lanes open up there, which is great coming down the Keys. It frees up traffic. It frees up the buses moving off Mueller. But they're not being policed. And that was happening on the other side. When coming back up from Euston straight up, it was just where we had a dedicated bus lane. But amazing what happened in there. For all the cars that was in it.
Okay.
Is that bus lane a seven-day bus lane?
Was it supposed to be?
Yeah. Part of it is a seven-day bus lane.
Okay.
The council, the guards, bus connects, all have to sit and all have to have a workable plan, or this ain't going to work, because if one prong is not.
Yeah, no, I totally take that there's going to be knock-on effects, and that's maybe perhaps, I mean, they use the O'Connell Bridge, College Green access for a reason, but I don't know. Look, thank you for talking to me, Alan. Fair play, and that's Alan's a bus driver. 50 minutes from Euston Station to O'Connell Bridge. It's about a mile. That's a crazy, on a Sunday, in Sunday traffic, that does seem crazy. But could they do something different? Could they use Church Street? Could they use, Matt Talbot Bridge down Pierce Street? There must be other ways. There are multiple accesses across the Liffey. There are multiple accesses across the Liffey. Why do we have to put all the traffic through one of the most beautiful streets in Dublin? Is that not kind of short-sighted? Let me know what you think. Someone says, Kira, I'm on 53106. Someone says, Kira, I'm also a bus driver. I think buses are smelly, ugly old yokes. It would be lovely to have a plaza on College Green. However, on a practical level, have people forgotten the massive traffic jams caused by massive delays with the Lewis when all that traffic is funneled down one or two streets? Gridlock with no underground to back it up. Is that what we actually need to do? Do we need to bite the bullet and go underground? It's massively expensive, and God knows, you know, if we hear it's going to cost 5 billion, it's probably going to cost 45 billion. You know how we do these things. But does that need to happen? I don't know. Erin is on the line. Erin, you don't think there's any need for all of this. Explain to me.
No, I don't. I think there's already so many walking areas and mouths and everything like that. And you were talking about sitting out and having a coffee.
Yeah.
There's no coffee shops on that area in College Green. So, you know, I don't see the point of pedestrianising that area. I mean, you were talking about South William Street. Well, I was on Grafton Street yesterday,
uh-huh.
and a police car had to come down through Grafton Street to get to from up Grafton Street to get onto Stephen's Green because he couldn't go the other way.
Okay. Well, you do occasionally see emergency vehicles in Grafton Street because of a variety of reasons that may not have been to do with traffic restrictions. They sometimes...
No, that I understand. But this particular police car had to come through Grafton Street, which is a walking area, right? You know, that's at the top of Grafton Street where they have the flower cellar.
Yeah, no, I know it.
Yeah, and he had to come up that way because he couldn't come up through past Trinity College.
Yeah.
And up Dawson's, and not Dawson, or even go up
no,
Grafton
I hear,
Street.
But Erin, one of the things you said is that there aren't coffee shops, but surely if it was pedestrianised, the coffee shops would flood into the place.
But
build it and they will come.
No, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. There's no. Where can they have a coffee shop? They have the Bank of Ireland on one side, or the and they have those houses, and on the other side they have those shops and the old banks.
Yeah.
So
do you not think that the shops might become coffee shops? Do you not think that there's a spa there and there's a few other things that might actually become coffee shops?
Yeah. You have the whole of Temple Bar. I mean, they have a square there that they can hold functions and that. Mm. You have South William Street, you have Grafton Street, you have Grafton Street, you've got Duke Street, you've got South Ann Street.
Do you think they have enough?
I think they have more than enough.
All right.
If you're in a wheelchair, for instance, right?
Yeah.
How do you get from one end to the other? You know, if you've got no public transport, if you're not on the Lewis line, forget it. Like that other, the bus driver said, it took him 50 minutes to get from Euston Station to O'Carron Bridge. She can walk it in 20.
True. Look, thank you for your input. That's Erin there. There's enough. You've enough pedestrianised space. You've Grafton Street, you've Duke Street, you've Temple Bar. Let that be enough for you. What do you think? Is that what we want to see with the city? I'd like to see more pedestrianised area, and I am a motorist and I do drive into the city quite a lot, but I still would like to see more of it. Let me know what you think.